From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This week, a British production of Chekhov's 1895 play, The Seagull, opened on Broadway to great expectations and rave reviews.
I don't believe in any of you. I don't believe in you or him. All he can do is drink beer and make love to older women.
Degenerate!
Go back to your beloved theatre and keep on acting in your pathetic, trivial plays.
I have never acted in a play of that description.
That's Kristen Scott Thomas and Mackenzie Crook. You may remember her from Four Weddings and a Funeral and The English Patient, and him from the original English TV show The Office. They play mother and son, the two most compelling characters in a group of Russians who gather at a country estate. The Seagull is both funny and tragic. It is about love and success and family and theater. This production is described as a new version by Christopher Hampton, who joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I should say, Christopher Hampton wrote the screenplay for Atonement, The Quiet American, Dangerous Liaisons, many other films. What does a new version of The Seagull actually mean?
Well, it means that I don't speak Russian, I think. Otherwise, we would have just called it a translation. I did do a year of Russian at high school, but that doesn't qualify you to translate one of the best writers in the world. So I needed to work with, which I did, and have done in the other Chekhov plays that I've translated, Three Sisters and Uncle Vanya, with a Russian, a genuine Russian, who guides me through the piece. And what we're looking for is to really try to fathom exactly what Chekhov's intentions were and to reproduce them, to make the audience laugh when he wanted them to laugh and to make them cry when he wanted them to cry.
In the clip that we just heard, at the moment when we heard Kristen Scott Thomas playing Arkadina saying, degenerate, in an older translation I've seen her say, that is the talk of a decadent.
Well, there we are. That's why they get new translations done every so often.
Decadent just doesn't have the 21st century ring to it that degenerate does.
Yes, and I think degenerate is the... one thing that I always pay attention to is the number of words in the sentence, in the original, and Chekhov has these one-word... There's a series of one-word insults traded between mother and son, which is much, much more powerful than saying, you know, that's what I call a decadent, or somehow we have a tendency to dilute what in Chekhov is always very crisp and sort of quite blunt, actually. Chekhov used to be thought of as a kind of lyrical, melancholy kind of writer, and he isn't. He's a very muscular, energetic, clear, lucid writer.
So part of what you're doing here is undoing the wordy literalness of prior translations to get it more concise.
Well, that's right, and I discovered that right away. When the first play I did of his was Uncle Vanya, a long time ago in the 70s when I was a resident writer at the Royal Court Theatre in London, and they asked me to do Uncle Vanya. And the very first line of the play, which is usually translated as, have a cup of tea, dear, or why don't you come over here and sit down and have a cup of tea, dear, in Russian is two words. Tea, dear, she says in a rather peremptory way. And sets the tone for the scene. And for some reason, we got this image fixed in our heads a long time ago. And the very first Chekhov production I ever saw was a legendary Uncle Vanya with Laurence Olivier and Michael Redgrave and Joan Plowright. And it was beautiful, but it was very sort of autumnal and lyrical and hopeless. And it didn't have the sort of edginess, I think, that startled Russian audiences so much. When The Seagull was first done, of course, in Russia, it was such a received so badly by the audience that Chekhov fled from the theatre and and vowed never to write for the theatre again. And fortunately, it was Stanislavski who rescued The Seagull and remounted it and persuaded Chekhov to come back and see it properly done. And then the play was a huge success. To that we owe the other three plays, the three later plays, great plays, which he would never have written because he was a great story writer and short story writer, and that's what he was happy doing. And the theatre might easily have lost him.
I happened to interview the novelist Ian McEwan just shortly after he had seen Atonement, the movie made of his novel, and he was very happy with what he saw. And he mentioned to me that he had cautioned at least the director, but I think you as well. He said that his novel was about a storyteller. It was about storytelling. Don't get too carried away with a love story, he said. So my question to you is, which is better, to have the living McEwen around to tell you what he thinks about the screenplay, or for Chekhov to be safely dead for many decades?
Well, that's
decades?
A very good question. No, I fortunately had a very good relationship with Ian, who understands about movies, has written some himself. He was very... Atonement is a novel about a writer. And, of course, The Seagull is, from my view, pretty well the best play that exists about writers and actors. Mm-hmm. And that's why theatre people love the play so much.
How much running room do you think Anton Chekhov has left you here? Or do you have some imaginary dialogue with the playwright about whether you're honouring his intent or not?
Well, I want to, and I love Chekhov very much, actually. And I had a great thrill. Last week I went to his house in Yalta, the house where he ended his life. He died at 44, much too young, of consumption of tuberculosis. And he was a doctor, and he knew it was coming, so he built this house, really his sort of dream house, where his wife, who was an actress, mostly in Moscow, came to visit him now and then, and he lived there with his sister. And it was sort of extraordinary to be there and feel and see the desk on which he'd written Three Sisters and the Cherry Orchard, looking out at the sea through the trees. And I felt very close to him, and I've worked... You know, the Vanya translation that I did, which we did with Paul Schofield at the Royal Court, was more than 35 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So I feel I've, refreshed myself at the well of Chekhov many times during my life.
Christopher Hampton, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking with Christopher Hampton about his new version of Anton Chekhov's play, The Seagull. It opened this week on Broadway. At our website, you can see video of the scene that you heard at the start, in which Arkadina calls Konstantin a degenerate. That's at npr.org.